位听众，现在播送流行美语。李华正在兴致勃勃地和 Larry 讲他去看医生的经过，没想到被 Larry 泼了一盆冷水。李华今天要学两个常用语 TMI 和 PDQ。
Oh, 李华, that is really TMI. I'm sorry you had to go to the doctor, but I really don't want to hear all about your infected toenail.
你不想知道那医生是怎么帮我处理那个发炎的脚趾甲的吗？TMI, 什么是 TMI 啊?
TMI is an abbreviation for too much information. I think you were giving me too much information about your doctor's appointment.
我知道 TMI 是 too much information 的缩写，可是我还是不明白，你为什么对我看医生漠不关心啊?
Well, you were telling me very specific details about your trip to the doctor, like how he had to cut away part of your toenail.And I thought you gave me too much information, TMI.
Oh, 你是不想听医生是怎么样把我那个发炎的脚趾甲剪掉，然后又是怎么样把里面的脓呢?
Please, Li Hua, that is really TMI. Generally, Americans don't like to talk about the specifics of personal matters like a doctor's visit, especially when the details are disgusting.
原来是这样啊，就是说凡是像看医生这类的私事，美国人一般是不会告诉别人，否则的话就是 TMI 咯。
That's right, but you should also not give too much information about your personal relationships.
我有个朋友叫 Sharon, 她呀最喜欢给我讲她跟自己男朋友交往的细节了，我也觉得那些都是 TMI.
How so?
比如说啊，她会告诉我她的男朋友是怎么样亲她的。
That is definitely TMI.You probably really don't want to know how Sharon's boyfriend kisses.
那当然了，我实在不想听，可是我又不知道怎么样告诉他哎。
Well, now you do. The next time Sharon goes on and on about her boyfriend, you can just say, please Sharon, TMI.
我下次啊，一定要试试。哎，对不起哦 Larry, 我得赶紧找个厕所，我刚才喝了一大瓶水，哎呦，快憋死我了。
李华, that is another excellent example of TMI. You are back, Li Hua. That was PDQ.
你刚才说 TMI 是 too much information, 怎么现在又跟我说什么 PDQ? PDQ 是什么意思啊?
PDQ stands for pretty darn quick. You came back from the restroom very quickly. You were PDQ.
哦,你是说我动作快啊?我是不想让你等,当然要 PDQ 咯。
Say, Li Hua, I'm getting very hungry, aren't you? Let's stop chatting and find a place to eat, PDQ.
诶?附近那个三明治的小吃店怎么样?
That's a good idea. The sandwiches are really good, and they make them PDQ, which is good because I should really get back to work.
对啊,他们那里的三明治啊,又好吃,又不用等。Larry 啊,你下午干脆就别上班了,我们好好吃一顿,然后去公园。这么好的天气,待在办公室里,好可惜哦。
I wish I could, Li Hua, but I really can't. My boss assigned me to a project this morning, and he really wants me to finish it PDQ.
那好吧，既然你要赶项目，那我们就快吃。你好 ,get back to work PDQ.
What about you, Li Hua? Do you have a relaxing afternoon planned?
其实啊，我也有事，我的公寓有些地方需要修理，房东下午会过来，所以吃完饭，我也要立刻赶回去咯。
Well, it sounds like we both have things to do this afternoon. Here's the sandwich place.Oh no, it doesn't look like our lunch is going PDQ after all.
今天怎么这么多人啊?都排到门外了耶。
Well, it doesn't look like the service will be PDQ today. They must be short-handed.
我们改去麦当劳吧,快餐店应该不会等太久哦。
And then we'll need to eat them PDQ too.
各位听众,今天李华学到了两个常用语,一个是 TMI, 意思是别人并不想知道的事儿。另一个是 PDQ, 意思是非常快。